This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are getting scared. They've been scared the whole time, but now it's really starting to sink in that the ruse isn't working. And we got multiple ruses, but the one I'm talking about right now is the big steal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. They are scared. They tried it, man. I look back at everything that's been tried against this president over the past 4 years. And I shake my head. It would have crushed a lesser person. But Donald Trump said, bring it. At every single turn, he said, bring it. And to their credit, the Democrats brought it. They did not back down from this fight, man. They have really gone at this president, at you. A bunch of elitists that have decided what the world needs to be. What was I watching the other day? And a guy was like, it was like, I don't know, it was a leftist. And he was literally saying, you're too stupid to make this decision for yourself. What was it? I can't recall. But anyway, yeah, the Democrats are scared. I don't know if you've seen the uptick. I told you, forget what the news reports. Listen to what the Don Lemon, the dumbest guy in TV, actually made the comment, President Trump is trying to steal this. He's trying to use all these technicalities. This technicality called the Constitution. They're scared. And it's interesting to watch. And I'm telling you, that every time you turn on the news between now and January the 6th, you are going to find the Democrats talking about Donald Trump is trying to steal it. Man, he's doing this and that, and we got to watch out, and oh my goodness, and that's what the whole thing's going to be about. Welcome again, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That's a lot of Kevin Jacksons. You just can't get enough. Yeah, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That is where you're going to find everything that we do. And I hope you bring people to it. I can't tell you how big it is for us. When I say these things to you, I think my radio audience just goes, oh, you know, I'm listening. I'm doing my part. Come on, Kev, you know. Look, folks, I'm imploring you. Tell somebody else about the show. Tell somebody else about what I do. Whether it's Bleeding Blue, the movie, whether it's Race Pimping, my book. The name of my book's Race Pimping, not me race pimping my book. But racepimping.com. For the book, or Kev Talks on YouTube, I need you to get involved, to get plugged in. I'm telling you, if you think, look, we got a battle right now that we've been fighting for the past, the past decade or so, if you include Obama and his time. This battle is every single day. It's been going on for multiple decades. And I want you just to think of your incremental support every single day, a little bit. Telling somebody else about us, and for, God forbid you folks actually buy my book or you donate money or things like that. And many of you have, because that's the way we win this battle. We can't have warriors out there that don't have shoes, right? They can't feed themselves. I want you to think of this army that's out there, and we're at the mercy of the people who put us into the, who say, okay, we got a new battlefield to go conquer. You want to know what the battlefields are right now? The battlefield, the most pressing battlefield, is the one that's the fight for the presidency. The second most pressing battlefield is the fight for the Senate. Now, neither of these we should be struggling with. We've done our part to win these battles every single time. And my question to you is, why aren't we winning them? Why aren't we winning them easier? We make the most sense. Think about conservatism versus leftism. We make the most sense. There's no selling. Do you want to pay your bills, you know, hand to mouth, not save, not understand the entrepreneurial spirit, not have your kids that feel like they have a better chance at life, you know, liberty and a pursuit of happiness than you did? And I could go on. Leftism gives you none of that. Leftism is a waste of time. And we can't defeat that. That's like the Republicans not being able to win in the battle. That, hey, look, I know you want to call us racist, but we are the party that freed the slaves. Yeah, I mean, seriously? Oh, but y'all all switched away. Shut up. If we didn't free you, free the slaves, what switch would there be? I don't even want to go beyond, we freed your sorry butts, and now the black community isn't even appreciative of the party that freed it. And we can't sell this? It's time for us to take a break. If the people that can't sell that are the ones trying to sell your message, you gotta let them go. You got to cut them off. And that's why Trumpism is trumping Republicanism. Because we have these wishy-washy Republicans that don't know, you know, how to actually fight for what our ideology is about. I'll tell you this. I dare you to go up to somebody and say, hey, look, I have this premise for you. You're actually going to not care about other people in terms of their sexuality, their gender, their race, and things like this. You're going to go out, you're going to work hard, you're going to save up. You're going to probably be an entrepreneur, work for yourself. You're going to retire, have money. You're going to spend more time with your family, your friends. You're not going to be angry all the time. There's going to be all these things that you get. And it's called being a conservative. And you go, oh, I can't stand any of that. Which part do you not like? The working hard part? The earning it? Here's the thing. If you teach people to get into a career that they love, see, this is what Republicanism is about, pursuit of happiness. Get into a career or something, a field that you love, and do it. And if you do that, the money will come. But even if the money doesn't come, you'll get up every day enjoying what you do. And it's rare that the money doesn't come if you do that. How about that? So we sell that. And guess what? These people are able to, as I said, take vacations, spend more time with family and friends, and understand that there is something bigger and better than them in the world, because they will be happy. See, miserable people don't want to believe in God. They don't want to believe in something bigger than them. They want to just be mad at everything around them. And that's what Democrats teach. But now, they're scared. They're scared because they know with 100% certainty that we outnumber them. That we are not only outnumber them, we're never giving up on this election. We're not going to let them get away with this big steal. And they're concerned. And they better be. Because Donald Trump is actually baiting them. I don't know if you guys saw his tweet. We'll talk about it when I get back. You're listening to Kevin Jackson at KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are rightfully scared, I will tell you what. In case you missed it, folks, President Trump sent another shot into the heart of the Democrats, and he did it with a tweet. You may have missed it, but he tweeted this. He said, "See you in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. Don't miss it. Information to follow." That was it. That's as cryptic as it comes, and that's as cryptic as it needs to be. But the president is sending a warning. I suggest the rhinos and the others who have attempted this coup against President Trump get right with Jesus. Because as I've said from the beginning, President Trump won the election. He's going nowhere. And why should he? Why should he go anywhere? With that tweet, I can only imagine the crap fest that Democrats had after they read that tweet. How many people crapped their underwear, had to run to the restroom and change their Depends? Oh, my goodness. And here's what's funny about it when you think about it in its context. The Democrats have been begging to get this election over, and I'm going to go into detail about how long some of these elections have gone, particularly the election of 1876. But they begged for this election to be over. They've just wanted it to be, you know, this is done. Look at the number of votes that Biden won, that he cheated to win. And every day we get a new revelation. Let me tell you, Donald Trump is not worried about the number of votes that he beat Biden by. He knows he destroyed Biden. For the newcomers, welcome. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I hope you guys will enlist, subscribe, get involved any way you can. I've got some great people that I've met because of this radio program, people that have called me to volunteer. You know what I need? I need writers. I need people that understand how to do fundraising. I need IT support. You know what we really need in our organization? We need people that can do editing of videos. So if you can want to help, and I'll explain it all if you do decide to contact me, but editing of videos, we see this as the next revolution. Not the editing of videos, but the video creation. And we've done some amazing work creating videos. And we want to, you know, need your help in that if you want to help us out. Anyway, shot right through the heart of the Democrats, boy. Whew! I saw that tweet from the president, and I got a smile like a Cheshire cat. I was like, are you kidding me? See you in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th. Don't miss it. More information to follow. That's a grand opening. That's an announcement for a grand opening. The president is saying, I ain't going nowhere. And then you got Giuliani out there going, boy, you guys are going to get full both barrels of the shotgun when this is all said and done. Yikes! Loving it! As I said, the Democrats had a serious... Let me put it this way. If you didn't buy underwear before Christmas and give them out to your folks, forget about it. The Democrats had to go change their underwear after they read that tweet. So they were begging people, please... Please say we won. And the media, we've called it. It's Joe Biden. And so they were happy about that. But then that wasn't enough. No, we've got to do the Electoral College. The Electoral College has officially done Joe Biden. Then they were begging Trump, please invite Joe to the White House. Joe Biden needs an invitation to the White House. Joe Biden needs access to the military secrets and stuff. And everywhere along, Trump's like, I ain't inviting that clown to the White House. You must be out of your mind. And Biden, I read, he's complaining that the DOJ is not allowing him to be in transition meetings. And they're like, no, we're not. You're not going to be in any of these meetings. Because we finally got the DOJ for the people that are going to be striking back at this nonsense that you guys tried to pull. And you're not going to sit in any of those meetings. We're not letting you know anything, Joe, because you haven't earned anything. And he's complaining about it. I love it. Please invite him to the White House. Please let him sit in other meetings. Please let him talk to world leaders and not violate the Hatch Act. And now here's their final ploy. They're trying to embarrass, to shame Trump into giving up. And Trump, to his credit, I'll tell you, I'm not happy about this $600 versus $2,000 mass grab of your money, our money, to pay for the Wu flu that nobody's going to die from, or very few people are going to die from. And don't misunderstand me. I had people close to me die. One of our, my editor for the Black Sphere, her dad died from complications of the Wu flu. But let me just explain. The guy had emphysema, black lung disease. I mean, he had four different things that let me put it to you this way. Anything was going to kill the man. A good stiff breeze. Now, we feel for her and her family, and we've obviously, you know, she's taking time off and the whole deal. But I'm just saying, even she realized, she was like, huh, and she was hoping that the Chinese flu wouldn't take her dad out. But she's like, yeah, she goes, I hope he's tough enough. He survived Vietnam, emphysema. I mean, when I tell you this guy's got massive underlying conditions, and some of them due to his lungs. Stuff that happened to him in Vietnam, and of course he's older. If he's a Vietnam vet, he's in his 70s, So he's got all the makings of why he didn't survive the Wu flu, but it got him. But even she realizes that anything was going to kill him. He's a tough old dude, but at some point, your body goes, enough is enough. And it says, you know what? I'd rather be gone than to be here. I've watched enough of my relatives die to know this. So in any case, Donald Trump did something very slick. He said, okay, I'm going to give away more money on this stimulus. You want to give away money? Let's just give it away. And what that did is it softened the public. There are people out there going, shoo, man, y'all talk about getting Biden in here and Donald Trump giving away 2,000. Y'all want to give away 600. Donald Trump give away 2,000. Shoot, I'm going to take that 2,000. You give me some Donald Trump. Now, he's already won many, many more of the black vote than he had previously. So they can't really get black folks against black folks, because this isn't just straight up black conservatives. This is blacks who were formerly Democrats that didn't even know what how to pronounce conservatism. And suddenly these people are going, wait a minute, I like this white boy. I like this billionaire. So they're scared to death now. None of it, folks, is ever going to happen. Donald Trump will not concede to Biden. He will not invite Biden to the White House. And I could go on. He's not going to let him sit in on DOJ meetings. None of it is going to need to happen. Trump's got the proof beyond a reasonable doubt. He knows he won. And when he reveals all and he shows the Democrats, here's what your team did. Here's everything that happened from the beginning to the end, from the cradle to the grave. The Democrats and their supporters are going to be decimated. I love that they tell us, you should be embarrassed that voted for Trump. You should be embarrassed for making that statement. You idiots. I speak for most Americans, the 80-plus million Americans that voted for Donald Trump, when I say we are so far overdue for justice, it's pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
2020 is here. Millions of Americans from coast to coast rang in the new year, mostly at home, finally putting 2020 in the rearview mirror. New York City's famed ball drop went ahead as scheduled, but the crowds that normally gather in Times Square were largely absent. Two Georgia Democratic Senate hopefuls have been accusing Republican Kelly Loeffler of campaigning with the Klansmen. Loeffler explains to Fox News how she ran into former KKK leader Chester Doyles at a photo line.
We kicked him out immediately. That was absolutely what we had to do. I had no idea who he was. He's gone. I denounce that. I do not believe in it, and he has no place around our campaign.
And as far as you know, that was just a one-time event.
Absolutely. We won't stand for that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News. The new coronavirus variant, first reported in the UK, then later in Colorado and California, has now been detected in Florida. That's according to the state's health department. Regarding the new strain being found in Colorado, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis tells Fox News,
"So look, we have the second case, which has not been definitively identified. The virus shows markers for the variant. Is somebody in the same chain of exposure? It's another guardsman. So you have two that were potentially each other."
U.S. airlines are likely to top $35 billion in losses for 2020 due to the pandemic. According to FactSet, net losses are expected to run that high as major carriers cut routes and parked hundreds of jets. The COVID-19 pandemic ended a decade of profits for the industry as travel demand plunged. Analysts say the good news is that air travel is starting to rebound with TSA screenings of about 1 million people a day around the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are shaking in their baby seal leather boots. You better bet your bottom dollar. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The show is, anyway. Glad you guys are with me. Oh, my goodness. I love it. I'm telling you, folks, watch leading up to January the 6th. Watch all the conversation goes from begging for people to call Joe Biden president-elect. They're going to be pushing that. That's become a foregone conclusion for the left, to them begging Donald Trump to quit. They got Bob Dole. They're pulling out old Republican relics, these moderates, these rhinos. Please get him to quit. Please get him to quit. He's gone on far too long. They never anticipated anybody fighting them. See, when they planned the big steal, they planned it out, except they thought Donald Trump would lose resolve and quit. They thought you, the American citizen, the conservatives, the 80-plus million people who voted for Donald Trump, you would lose resolve. In fact, when they programmed the Dominion voting machines, they never anticipated the level of love and respect that people have for Donald Trump. Do we like all of his ideas? No. But we get them. I don't like this $600 versus $2,000 thing, but I get it. I did a Kev Talks on it. I'm not happy that we're debating between $600 and $2,000. I think it's insane. We've essentially flopped sides. If Obama were giving away $2,000 versus $600, we'd be screaming. We'd be screaming bloody murder. If Obama were giving away $2,000 versus $600, if it were not Trump and it were Obama, they'd be singing his praises. Look at the generosity of Barack Obama. Look at what he's trying to do. And the Republicans want to stop him. And they would be giving you percentages of how big $2,000 is versus $600.
It's hard to believe that they are not allowing President Obama to give away 250% more money back to the people.
They'd be giving you percentages and telling you how much Donald Trump is penalizing the people. He only wants to give this much. This is the increase of what Barack Obama wants. It would be a complete brag fest. And we would be supporting the idea we should only be giving away $600. Yeah, we'd be supportive of it. But let me just say this to you, folks. It's all our money in the end. It's them taking from people who, like myself, who've continued to work, who've had to foot the bills the entire time, and saying, I'm going to take some of the money that you make, and I'm going to redistribute it to these other people. Now, they want to give me part of that. They're saying to me, you can have your money back, Kevin. I'm going to take $2,700, and I'm going to give you back either $600 or $2,000. Now, when you put it that way, I like what Trump is doing. I also am not stupid. I understand the optics. Donald Trump is saying, they want to give you $600. I want to give you $2,000. And then he wins. Which, of course, the Democrats are debating on, did he really, you have to debate, did we win? Because we got the Democrats to do, you know, to actually, we got the Republicans to do what the Democrats wanted anyway, which is to give away more money. So did we really win? I'm going to leave that for you to debate for the time being. But before I want to go into this, The Longest Day, because it was an article that Newt Gingrich wrote. But before we do that, I want to talk, there was a picture, a graphic out there, and it showed Trump and Obama in 2008, Trump in 2020, and Biden in 2020. And you just, this graphic says it all. Because what it shows is the high water mark for elections, or so the Democrats thought in 2008, and many of us did. And Obama had all the qualities. Let's face it, Democrats loved their black man who could pass in the white world. And when I say pass, that's a term we use in the black community, meaning you could pass for white. The idea that he pronounced all of his letters when he spoke. Well, you know, in other words, he didn't speak like a Negro. And, you know, he was the guy you could bring to your cocktail party. And he would say things like this. And, well, we were going to spend our time at Martha's Vineyard. And people are like, he's actually pronouncing all the letters. Look at him. And so he was a novelty. Yeah, it cracks me up because there are lots of educated blacks. But no, for the Democrats, look at our light-skinned Negro who's articulate and clean. So when Obama hit the scene in 2004, it was his coming out party, not his gay one, because that's still yet to happen, but his coming out party politically. And immediately the left started embellishing his resume, because that's what you do with leftists. He became a professor with no professorial credentials. And as his resume continued to build, every word Obama spoke, past and present, was idealized as manna from heaven. Look at him, what he said in 2003. And here's what he would have said. Well, you know, you must consider the things that need to be considered. Oh, my gosh. Ooh, did you just hear what he said? It was so deep. You must consider the things that need to be considered. I actually made that up on the fly. That's pretty good. So by the time this man declared that he was unprepared to be president, but would run anyway, it was more of an anointing. People were like, oh, we've got to run with our articulate and clean black man. What other choice do we have? Massive crowds greeted this dude everywhere, and rightfully so. And to his credit, Obama said a lot of the right things, though most of what he said was like his upbringing and his past work. It was confused. Still, Americans, yes, racist America overwhelmingly supported this clown and voted him into office. So now, ask any Democrat how they can rationalize admitting that a 78-year-old brain-dead, feckless moron like Biden is better than baby black Jesus by 12 million votes. Go ahead, laugh out loud. You've earned it. Just ask them. Oh, it's a vote against Trump. We've talked about it. Really? If it's such a vote against Trump, how did Trump get so many extra votes? Yeah. Let me tell you, if you can rationalize Biden beating Obama by 12 million votes, that's like waking up next to somebody you've had carnal relationships with when you picked them at the bar drunk, and you wake up next to them sober and go, what the heck did I just do? You know, coyote ugly, and you got to chew your arm off rather than, you know, try to get it from underneath the person that you've decided to engage with. Anyway, this graphic explains it. 69 million votes for Barack Obama, 873 counties, 81-plus million votes for Biden in only 477 counties, 74 million votes for Trump, which is a lie, it's more, and 2,497 counties. Now, what some guy tried to say is, Trump won all the counties where, you know, there's no bodies, there's no people. They said 70% of the workflow of America, the productivity of America, is in those counties that Biden won. Really? It is such a farce. I tell you what, try a day without a conservative and see how far you get. Trump crushed it. The Democrats knew the outcome of 2020, and that's why they implemented the biggest cheat in the history of politics. But they're scared, and they better be, because now they got the longest day. And that's what happened when the Americans went to the polls on November the 7th of 1876. Samuel Tilden against the Republican Rutherford B. Hayes. And initially, Tilden won a majority of the popular vote, as well as 184 Electoral College votes to Hayes's 165, with 20 votes from four states unresolved. But on Election Day, they said there were voter intimidation of black Republican voters in the South. This is from the Smithsonian Magazine. Three southern states, Florida, Louisiana, and South Carolina, had Republican-dominated election boards. And the Republican-dominated state electoral commissions disallowed Democratic votes, some on the pretext that some ballots had been printed with Republican symbols on them, they said. Meanwhile, in Oregon, one Republican elector was declared ineligible by a Democratic governor who sought to replace him with a Democrat vote. And so all these things were swirling around in 1876. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know the name President Samuel Tilden? Or do you know the name President Rutherford B. Hayes? Yeah. Rutherford B. Hayes won. Tilden had won the majority of the popular vote and the Electoral College votes that were not in question. And Rutherford B. Hayes came back and whooped that head. I'm going to tell you right now, what you're about to see is not only the whooping of the Democrats' head, but the decimation of the Democratic Party when it is exposed, everything that they did. And I still predict that we're going to have the biggest perp walk in history coming up in early January.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What would cause leftists to strike? To finally pull out the final thing, the thing that could destroy them. And, I mean, this is the biggest gamble in the Democrats' history. It beats all of it. We're in the midst of a civil war that is killing people. In ways destroying the American way of life, the American economy, everything in ways that people probably never imagined. And it's happening right before our eyes. Anyway, what would lead to this? Well, first you need a catalyst. There's this thing in chemistry that says, how do I start an explosion, is it, for example, you need a catalyst. And that catalyst for the Democrats was Donald Trump. And they need to feel as if they could win. You know what I'm saying? They needed something to make them say, okay, this is it, but we can pull it off. Now, if you wanted to destroy a nation's, this is a guy that wrote this piece, and I want to read from it, and I'm going to embellish it a little bit. But essentially, he's exactly right in the sense of how you come to this point to where you say, it's time for us to just drop a nuke into the nation. And he says, if you wanted to destroy a nation's ability to defend itself, you'd want to destroy its masculinity. Toxic masculinity, ring a bell? You'd want to destroy its ability to reproduce. Abortion on demand. The more the better. You'd promote homosexuality as normal. No new warriors being born there for sure. If you wanted to destroy a nation's culture, you'd promote radical feminism and the destruction of the family unit. You try to confuse young people to their gender, even which pronouns they should use. You destroy a nation's culture of self-reliance. America's self-reliance has hurt our response to the pandemic, said China mouthpiece Dr. Fauci. That's what this guy's writing, and he's 100% right. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you will go there, subscribe, get other people to do the same. We certainly need you. Going on, what would cause leftists to strike is what I'm talking about, and why did they get to the point where they felt like this was the time to do it? So they say, the guy goes on, you destroy Christianity like they do in China. They ridicule Christians. They ridicule us. How could you believe in something you can't see? And I push back immediately. By the way, we're going to do these sessions to teach you guys how to do it. But I go, okay, great. So you're breathing right now, right? Yeah. Do you believe that there's air that's filling your lungs and you're breathing in? Yeah. Well, how do you know? You can't see it. Yeah. Now, they may push back and say, well, I can see it in the fog when I'm, you know, when it's cold and I breathe out. Okay. I'll give you that. The same way, the way you see the air in the fog, I see God in the fog. You may not see it because you're blind to seeing it, but I still know it's there. My next argument could be, well, if we want to go with this theory and take it to its limit, what do you say to blind people? They can't see anything. They believe that things are there. They believe when they step off of a piece of furniture, there's going to be something underneath them called the earth. They believe it. They can't see it. Everything that they do in their lives, they have to believe. They have to take by faith that it's there, and they don't even have to technically see it. You get what I'm saying? When their cell phone rings and they answer it, they don't have to see the electronics that went through the airwaves to make the phone ring. Yeah, it's funny how these people get so caught up in, I got to be able to see it. No, you don't. You don't have to be able to see anything to believe it. In the dark, you can't see anything in pitch black. If you're in a room, I guarantee you if you try to run through it, you're going to bump into furniture. You don't need to see it. Anyway, he goes on. You'd promote massive waves of migrants from areas around the world that don't share our values as a nation. A massive drain on resources and destruction of security and culture. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. He says you'd push fake racism in the military. He says to destroy unit cohesiveness and combat effectiveness. You control the media and social media to censor views you don't like. This is the one that always gets me. That, because I'm asking this a very simple question of social media. What happens when we prove that this election was stolen? Are you going to stop censoring? Because everywhere you turn, this information has not been validated. This information is fake. Whatever they decide to put. What happens when you know with certainty that everything we've been saying is truth and everything you've been not allowing us to say, you've been censoring the truth? What do we do to you then? It says you'd infiltrate and corrupt the federal government, the judiciary, Congress, even local politicians. Hey, This isn't local. This isn't federal and local. It's local, federal. It's local, state, and federal that have been corrupted. We've proven this. Thousands of spies, Chinese spies, in our education system. What are they doing? Sending technology back. The same education system that is infiltrating the minds of your children has been infiltrated by the Chinese. And you wonder why you send your kid to college and that kid comes back completely different? Let me ask you, just in the little bit that I've described, do you wonder why they struck? They've owned the education system. They've corrupted the political system to its core. They've got the military so afraid to do anything. The military is prepared to do anything except fight wars. They've got immigrants coming in droves, sucking resources, and even voting. They've pretty much made a fool of anybody that calls themselves a Christian or a practicing Jew. The only religion they promote is Islam, which is a religion of terror, if you ask me. They promote feminism as if men shouldn't exist, and the misandrists act as if all males are toxic. Now, they've done all this over a period of decades, and we bring in Trump, one of the most masculine dudes on the planet, a guy who has pretty much destroyed the idea of leftism in every phase, every aspect of it. He's brought Christianity back. He's pointed the fingers of racism at the left. He's made them have to reconcile their racism. He's brought back American culture. He's attacked feminism, partially by just being masculine and not caring about it. He's stamped out illegal immigration, you know, put up a border wall, etc. He's fought back against the media. He's fighting back against social media. He's pushing back against the swamp that has corrupted all levels of government. He's making the Chinese be held responsible for their stealing of IP and all the things that they've been doing to us. Now, what has he not done? This guy goes on. You've run up the national debt as much as possible to break the bank, to debase our currency and make the nation insolvent. You've created envy between the races, even geographical locations. Divide and conquer would be the strategy. He says, heck, you might even launch a bioweapon like a virus to incapacitate your target and make all this happen faster. Lockdowns and all. You use it to destroy small businesses. Make Americans dependent upon the state. Scared to go outside. Used to being obedient to Big Brother. See, this is where I differ with Trump and buying into this nonsense. At some point, somebody has to stand up and say, we're not going to do this anymore. This is the last stimulus you're getting on the Wu Flu scam. If your governors don't open the states, and if they continue to keep the industry down, we will implement federal procedures that make it legal for you to open your businesses. In other words, we're done. You've gotten all you're going to get. He finishes by saying, you do all this, you would do this with the enablement of the American ruling class, which you'd buy off, blackmail, and promise to useful idiots that they'll be part of the ruling class in the People's Republic, and you do it slowly, over decades, until one day in the future when you thought you were entrenched enough, you'd literally try to steal a presidential election, install a Chi-Com puppet, and make the United States of America a vassal state to the Chinese Communist Party. That is exactly where we find ourselves. Excellent summary, because that is exactly what we did, what we've done. And the only thing standing between us and that scenario is what we're doing right now. The fight that we put up. And the Democrats can't handle it, that you won't let go. They're begging, please let go. Please let us finish this off. And you're saying no. And good for you. Way to go, America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.